think it's acceptable when you get those generic texts that's like, hi, Nick, this is so-and-so from the city council. We'd like you to vote for so-and-so. To text back to them, stop texting me or I'll ruin your fucking life.
No, text backs, we have your children.
Are these your children? And then send her a picture of your generic children.
Welcome to your new nightmare. Take some random photos of children. We have your children.
She'd be like, these aren't my children. I'm like, well, then whose children are they? And either way, it's freaky, right? It's,
yeah, oh, no, and then you say, oh, sorry, these are the last... It doesn't work.
I already killed these children.
You're the last person to see these children alive.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you memorize their faces because you're the last person to see their faces. Make sure they haunt your nightmare because you could have stopped this.
I feel like we shouldn't say faces twice in our threatening message. Memorize their faces. You're the last person to see their faces.
You think the fucking person on the other end of that phone is going to care about grammar?
I just, when it gets leaked to the press, I just don't want us to look like idiots.
Oh, you're like, I went to Mizzou.
I want them to understand I'm an educated criminal. We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
the Grabbler isn't here to fuck around, all right? Totally the Grabbler isn't a kidnapper, but he's not above it. And so if he's going to put out a message about kidnapping, it's going to fucking have, it's like, I's dotted, T's crossed, commas in the right place.
Oh, my God. A-Rock in the chat says the morning show already off to a great start. Already off to a great start.
I feel like this chair's got like Teflon on it today. I just can't. Maybe it's my new pants.
It might be your new pants. Does it have like a scotch guard? Yeah. So you gotta wear those bad boys in.
Just take them off.
It's like this new phone case I got. I got a new leather phone case.
Oh, great.
Yeah, just go.
All I'm gonna do, Kevin, is put them below my ass cheeks so I can sit comfortably on this chair.
You
go. Is that so hard for you?
Why do you not want
to
solve problems?
I'm not gonna lie to you, though, that your underwear look really cool.
MeUndies, man.
I know.
MeUndies.com/kindoffunny, probably, maybe. Maybe promo code kind of funny.
I think it's promo code kind of funny.
Fuck knows anymore.
We should actually make URL refers for all that stuff, but it doesn't work that way. That requires HTML coding, and I don't care.
You don't want to do HTML coding.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the morning show. It's Friday. Thank freaking God about that.
But it's been a fucking week.
Great week.
It's been a great week. A long week.
If you guys did not join us on our early stream we did yesterday, we streamed Fortnite from about 9 o'clock to about 10:30, and
awesome.
Man, we wrecked shop.
As I've said before,
ruined people's lives.
We need to consider stopping everything else we do and just play Fortnite on Twitch.
I would be fine with that.
I think that's all Ray Navarez does, and I think he does better than us.
Have you heard of Shroud?
No, I haven't heard of Shroud. Who the fuck Shroud?
They do pretty okay.
I've heard of Ninja.
One of them plays PUBG and one of them plays Fortnite. I can't remember which one because I don't care.
Ninja plays Fortnite. Sancho West plays Fortnite. Who's the other guy?
First off, let's go back one.
Did it also just sound like I took a hit of the...
Sancho West plays Fortnite. Dead to me. I gave him my free subscription.
He
has yet to thank me for that. He's dead to me. So never mention his name. Let it be said. We will not mention his name anymore. And when I play with him and Andy on the streams, I will not acknowledge him.
I'm going to see if my Game Over Greggy account is due to give something away.
Check that out. While you do that, I'll give these people the Glock and shit.
Everybody start queuing it up, because if it's time to give it away to somebody, it might be you. You know what I mean? Because that's what we do with ours. We ask you to give your Twitch Primes to us, so then we give our Twitch Primes to other people.
It's fun. It's exciting. It's electrifying here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. 11 a.m. PT, Monday through Friday, we do this show live with people in the chat, and we talk to you guys just like Bug Fleming.
What's Fleming?
What's up, Buck Fleming? How you doing? If you guys are not able to watch this live with us, but you are watching on YouTube, well, hey, how's it going? Make sure you guys leave a comment there. Make sure you subscribe to our channel and ring that bell notification so you can get every single one of our amazing shows. We've had great shows all this week, and I'm very, very excited about them, so I want you to be excited about them as well. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I appreciate when a website doesn't lock me after 3 password attempts.
Yeah.
I never log in as Game Over Greg anymore. I don't remember what password I use. And I was getting to that thing now where it was like, am I going to get locked out? Am I fucked?
But see, I'm too paranoid for this shit. Click all the ones with traffic lights.
I hate this shit.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
It's a pain in the ass. But like, I've had it, the Google CAPTCHA thing where you got to go through. I've definitely had it before where it's like, you go through to fucking do that, and it's like, it just keeps going. It just never ends.
I'm with you, though. I hate the one where it's like, you've done 3 attempts on your login, and then you're locked out for 48 hours.
No,
and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Who can afford that?
Who can relate?
Citibank.
Who can relate logic?
Where was I at? Oh, of course, if you guys are watching live and you want to be in the comments, we'll talk to you, of course. We talk to you throughout the show. We will take tips at the $5 above level if you guys want to tip Greg for any of his comments today, or just talk shit to Greg.
I want you to know, in the shower, I was thinking today I should say something funny here, and what I came up with, Hindenburg references, that I should talk about the Hindenburg. It was an inside job, that we should raise it from the dead, stuff like that.
I appreciate that. Of course, if you guys want to subscribe like Greg is doing right now, you can link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch Prime and give us that Twitch Prime sub.
Yeah, it looks like I am due. Hold on, let me share in the chat. It's my 39th anniversary subscribing to Kind of Funny Games. Hold on.
Are you subscribed to our channel?
Nick is a chump.
Okay.
Well, no, I pay money out of my pocket to subscribe to our own stuff.
Okay.
I subscribe to our own Patreons as well, because I want to know what it looks like on the other side.
I understand.
I want to see how the sausage gets made.
I get that.
So here we are. I do have a free gift sub, it looks like, to give away. Chat, who should I give it to? You stew on that while Nick talks about his show.
All right. Today's big topic, Greg finally saw Ant-Man, so we're going to talk about that. Is he going to give us where Ant-Man should rank? Well, stay tuned. But the answer is no. He's not going to do that. We're going to do that on the MCU in review. Before we get to that, Kev, please roll that housekeeping graphic. What kind of hotel is this? If you're confused by the Audible ad that just popped up, that is not for this show. I don't even know if that's a live ad, so please disregard that. Let's see. Top one housekeeping. Amazon Prime Day is next Monday. We are excited to be celebrating that with a stream that goes from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Not on this channel. We will be streaming on their official Amazon Games channel, which is twitch.tv/AmazonGames. We're going to be highlighting a bunch of fucking fun products that they sent to us. I don't know why I put the F word in there, but I did.
Cool. Fun?
Who cares? That's it. Fucking fun.
Oh.
Was it there something more? Oh, is Andrea here today?
Yeah.
Do you think that, should I bring up the fact that I keep tweeting horrible things at her and she doesn't acknowledge me ever?
She's probably muted you by now.
Yeah, probably. I hope so. So please join us for that. Of course, we are not going to be doing the morning show or Games Daily during that day. And I've seen a lot of you be like, oh, that's really disappointing. And to which I say,
I don't think anybody said
we
that.
Do, oh, just making a joke.
Oh, sorry.
We do so many great episodes of this show. Watch those. Go back and watch the one where we talked about the RoboCop reboot, and I shit on that for a while. Or go back and watch the one where we talked about anything that I shit on. Super fun. But I'm very excited. It's going to be a fun stream. Join us. Of course, it'll be shenanigans. We'll be with you guys the whole day. It'll be great.
Shenanigans.
Next up on housekeeping, X-Men First Class was yesterday. Guess what's this weekend? The Wolverine. Sneak, sneak. You know what I'm talking about? You guys want to stay current with us? We are doing XCU in review. That's right. Every single X-Men movie you've ever seen in your life, we are going back and rewatching them and re-ranking them and re-reviewing them and basically remembering them totally incorrectly.
That's the way it should be.
I have learned we are totally... everything I think is great is shit. That is it.
That's what you've learned.
And it's super fun and super depressing. So you guys can stay current with us on that. That's great. Next up, next week, San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con!
We are doing a ton of stuff there. If you guys want to see the entire schedule, go to kindoffunny.com/SDCC. That Greg is actually, I think,
I was going to say, I didn't think we were throwing this link up there. So, like, originally we were just going to read, I was going to read what we were going to read.
It's okay, because it's going to break the website anyway. So
we're going to read what we're going to read. San Diego Comic-Con is next week. Greg's hosting the Marvel Games Hall H panel Thursday. We're all hosting Rocket League's third birthday party Thursday at Petco Park, and it's free. Kind of Funny streaming with Skybound Friday morning. Greg's hosting the Pool Panic World Championships from the Adult Swim State Park Friday night. And finally, there's a sold-out Skybound meet and greet Saturday. Whew. Kindoffunny.com/SDCC will eventually have this laid out.
It will eventually.
Right now, it's disgusting. It's just bare bones garbage.
I throw it in there so that people that watch this on the YouTube at 5 o'clock today.
Well, sure, but why'd you bring up the gross image, you know?
I mean,
why are we still advertising prom tickets?
Great question. Real great question.
Because
I have not updated that with any of our amazing new merch.
When I go in to fix this, I'm going to make one that just says, follow Greg the True Champ.
Okay, cool.
Actually, if somebody wants to help me, it looks like I need a square image that would be me, and it says, follow @GameOverGreggy on Twitter, the True Champ.
Okay. You want to start that?
You can tweet it at me, and I'll go put it in.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying that, you know, if some people around here can't do one of the 50 jobs we asked them to do.
Joey. No, I'm still putting it out there. Is there a PS I Love This Best Friend in there, XOXO, today? No, there's not. You know why? I looked, and then I thought, I should put one in there. And then we started talking about this website. I totally forgot. But we'll just shout out someone in the community because we can do that. Or not.
You know,
it's our show. We can do whatever we want.
We roll with an iron fist. Now, before you go any further, I'm putting in one more piece of housekeeping.
Okay.
Kevin, or Cool Greg, can't see who's over there.
Kevin.
Kevin's little hand came up. Can you please go back into the doc and open the link I just put in? It's a Twitter link. It's underneath the Comic-Con schedule. Throw that open there. Show it to the kids.
All right.
So if you remember yesterday, I was tasked with call Bernie Burns. Yeah. And so, because you needed to talk to Bernie.
Yeah.
So I called Bernie, and this is what he tweets then hours later. Ridiculously out at 5:42.
Yeah.
We called him right now at 11 or whatever yesterday. Sorry I couldn't take your call today at Game Over Greggy. I was doing anything else.
Yeah. Literally anything
else. I say call him again and pretend you didn't read
that. Now, I will say
that. Now, Kevin, you'll need to kill my mic quick because I noticed Bernie yesterday, his answer machine isn't like, hey, I'm Bernie. It's like, here's my fucking phone number. I'm a robot. Annoying.
I mean, do you think we should just give Bernie's phone number away to everyone?
I mean, that's what we're getting close to.
Hello? Bernie Burns' office.
Bernie Burns' office. This is Greg Miller. I'd like to talk to Bernie Burns.
Please hold for Bernie Burns.
I hope he hangs up. I hope he hangs up so bad.
Hey, Greg, how's it going, man?
How dare you? I'm going to turn you over to my legal representation, Nick Scarpino. I saw this tweet last night. Oh, you're on the air on the Twitch. You're on the morning show, so don't, like, say anything racist. But again, how dare you? I saw this tweet. How you doing, Bernie? We miss you.
I'm good. Well, you should invite me up to something. It would have been nice to have been invited to kind
of. Hollis Bluff, invite him over.
Wait, we didn't invite any. You're all the Rooster Teeth people, as we say. You're all a bunch of little ants. We didn't invite any of these people. And then I look over. There's Barb. There's all these people there.
Yeah. John Reisinger came.
John Reisinger came, and he's you see all the weight he lost. He's been there 5 years, and he looks like I hate him.
Yeah, I know. It gets super annoying sometimes. Speaking of that, how'd you get my number?
I think you gave it to me a long time ago when you wanted me to come on the gauntlet when you thought I was a bigger deal than I was, and now I just use it whenever I want to.
Yeah, well, you've eclipsed us all now, so I'm going to harbor some resentment for some time.
Well, as long as you admitted it, just remember I'm the true champ. Bye, I love you.
Are you leaving? Is that it?
That's it, yeah. I got nothing really to talk about. I was just going to say that, like, we were threatening to give away your phone number, and then you actually answered the phone.
What are you, Sugar Pine? Well, thanks for keeping me relevant. I appreciate it.
No problem. Congratulations on the 500th podcast.
Tell him his hair looks great in this
Twitter
photo.
All
right. Oh, and also, Nick Scarpino, the chump, says your hair looks great in the Twitter photo.
He's gone.
Gone
he's
forever.
Gone. Great looking hair, though. I like the new dude. Now, I will say this. At least he cared to get back to you. Because we called Jeff Ramsey before that.
Yeah.
Jeff Ramsey, who, by the way, has one of those... I just got a cell phone, and I'm going to screw with you outgoing messages.
Yeah.
Where it's like... Hey, this is Jeff. I'm not here. And I'm like, Jeff, Jeff, can you hear me? Like an idiot.
Yeah.
He lets me out there like an idiot. They're having a good laugh in the fucking Achievement Hunter Lounge, that little room they make content in.
Yeah.
I have it on good authority. Michael Jones hates me. Laughing at me. Laughing his way to the bank.
I've also heard that.
When's the last time you think Tim had fun? Because he's just been stressed for like 6 weeks straight.
This is pretty much, you remember how the version of Len Steal My Sunshine, mm-hmm. where they talk over it, begins. Because they talk about one of their friends being down.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a way to cheer them up.
I feel like the best way to do that would be to call him in here under the guise of something serious.
Mm-hmm.
Have him stay right here. We bring back the daily sandwich hug.
I like it. I like that a lot. Hold on, let me put on my pants for that.
Yeah, put your pants on.
You still have your pants off?
Remember, everyone, if you want to give us a tip, if you want to tip this show, you can do it at the $5 above level or 500 cheers, and we will read those right after the news.
Cool, Greg. Is he still in the earshot?
Yeah.
What I need you to do is bring Tim in here and tell him we need him on the show, but actually be like, hey, they have a serious question for you about news stories.
Yeah.
We got him. We got this fucker gender rights.
He is going to hate us so much.
I love it.
Seidel 714 says, hey guys, gave us a tip. Said, hey guys, I'll be in Chicago August 21st through the 23rd to check out DePaul University.
Oh, DePaul!
It's a possible place to get my MFA in directing. Wanted to ask if you guys know any places to eat that are not Portillo's. Thank you. Love you all.
Hashtag Giordano's Pizzeria is what I would say.
We're having an actual conversation.
I know. I'm sorry. This is one of those rare things where it's not us fucking around. Like, yeah, we actually need help for the business. Anyways, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We love you!
I fucking hate you guys.
Andrea, come on, Andrea, he needs hugs, he's so sad.
I almost spilled this everywhere.
He's so sad, come on, sad. Kev, big Kev, no, get in here, we need him, bring him back, bring back the fun Tim, we miss him.
I love him. Jesus Christ,
thanks, Tim.
Get out of here, fuckface. Got him, we got him, good, bring it up.
Andrea, I will say that since you were here in the room, that gives me 5 more minutes for my show today.
Oof.
I mean,
Because you were present, you were part of the content, right. That means that you are the one.
Andrea. Giving it to you, too.
Giving it to both of us at the same time.
Can I ask you a question, Andrea? Did you not see my tweet from 5 days ago where I tweeted you about the straws? Was that not something you felt like you needed to respond to? Are we not on that level where you respond to me on Twitter?
Not see my response.
No.
He doesn't know how to Twitter. He doesn't know how to Twitter at all.
What is your response? I want to know. I want to look it up.
Just look it
up. Why don't you look it up?
While you look it up, I'm going to tell you that a young boy, Bernie Burns, just texted me and said, first time doing improv, let me know if you have any notes.
That's amazing. Bernie's a great guy.
No, Bernie is a good guy.
Bernie's
a
great guy.
You know what I mean? And here's what I'm saying. Would the world really miss anything if we weren't doing this show and we were just playing Fortnite?
No.
That's the big question.
No. This show... useless. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Cool, Greg, you tag in this video game. How are you not playing Fortnite?
I'm gonna go ahead and copy this link.
No, your Switch is not broke. It's fixed, I heard.
There you go.
Kevin's using it, man. Kev, you got a point, I am using it now.
Kev, we got another Twitter we wanna look at.
Can we pull that up and see what Andrea has responded to me? I haven't read this
yet. Real quick, just 3 minutes. That's how much I need to set up the Fortnite. So you say the word.
What does that have to do with the tweet that I want you to pull up right now? We've moved on.
Have we?
We've moved
I feel
on.
Like we actually
don't more than listen to Greg.
Don't
he
listen to
drive
the
show.
Here we go.
Now this is me, of course, messing with Andrea.
Hey Andrea. Hey at Andrea Renee. People at the office keep throwing their straws away in the recycling bin, and I, for one, agree with you that it's disgraceful. I don't know who keeps doing it, but it's got to stop. And clearly, it says Nick.
Yeah, that's the joke.
That's the joke. Okay,
it's me
scroll
just
down.
Messing with Andrea. No, it took her a while. You're trying to bait me.
Hold on, scroll back up
That's
for a second.
It?
Real quick. Hold on. No, okay, a little bit further down. Down a little
so
bit more.
So we can see her reply. Now, the
yeah,
whole
click on her. Click on her reply there, that July 11th.
What?
Click on the July 11th. Okay.
Did it not have anything else in there?
No, I just want to know, you said it took her a little while. Yeah, it took her 4 hours, I'll give you that, but... No, don't worry about what we're doing in here.
Don't worry about it. Prep your own show.
Yeah, prep the show
Worry about
there,
your own
huh?
show. Ooh, I'm already on subjects. Cause scroll down. I don't see anything else that you replied to.
Wait,
this.
Nick, look at these cats.
Let me see the cat. Is there a cat in the box?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Ladies, cats.
that cat good.
Look at this cat. Man. Look at this cat.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right. Well, you know that was anticlimactic, like most things on the show.
Comment.
Oh, quote tweet.
You quote tweet.
You did the old quote tweet.
And what? I said, he's trying to bait me.
I understand.
Trying to do.
100%. Yeah. Well,
you're,
not bait
you're
you.
You're too smart for it.
I wasn't trying to bait you. I just wanted you to know that I was trying to be responsible recycling. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
Because you're
why?
A mean person who doesn't care about animals and the environment.
Wait, what's
if
going
there
on?
Was
the
a
straw?
Seal?
The straw?
Fuck animals, fuck animals, fuck animals, fuck animals.
All right, well, I don't really side with them. I just want you guys to know they're on their
There's
own.
There's got
to
be two extremes.
That's really shit. No, Andrea was like, hey, who the hell keeps throwing away the straws?
Throwing them away, not recycling. No.
No, you keep putting the straws in the recycling bin.
And she said you can't recycle
mic.
Straws.
I'm going to yell.
She said you can't recycle
you
straws.
You can't recycle straws?
This is what
really?
I don't understand.
No, you can't. The straws are not recyclable.
That's why I've heard the Starbucks is eliminating all straws or something. In
Correct.
But aren't they...
Straws are very, very bad for the environment in general. Now,
are they,
don't get me
are they
wrong,
better or worse than those
I
things
love
that six
straws,
pack?
Straws, as somebody with sensitive teeth that can't drink things that with ice in them without a straw, I love straws, but... You either have to get compostable straws, which are hard to find.
Those are dumb. And
glass straws, which you have to wash.
That hurts your teeth.
Or plastic straws, which you also have to wash.
What if we bring back the Fruit Loops straws? Remember those when they had straws that were made of Fruit Loops that you could suck your milk out of your bowl with?
And then you just eat the straw. I'm down for that.
Let me ask you a question.
Twizzler
are they
straws also good? Red Vine straws.
Ooh, yeah. Are they better or worse? As the chief kind of funny recyclologist here. Are they better or worse than those little things that the six-pack of soda comes in that I was taught to cut up before I throw in the
I'd
thing?
I'd say they're equally bad.
Okay.
Maybe slightly better in the sense that you're not, they don't choke animals, but animals ingest them.
So the animal swallows the entire straw and then it doesn't come out as one long line of poop?
No, it's not quite like that. They ingest pieces of the straw. Basically, lots of animals are eating lots of plastic.
Why can't they recycle the straw? That's my question. This is the conspiracy
this
that I want to know.
This is an answer I don't have.
It needs to be a higher grade for it to be able to be broken down and then remade.
So you're telling me that the plastic, the Starbucks cup comes in is a higher grade? than the straw.
Yeah, it's that it's thicker or it's like the type of plastic. Straw
yeah. Seems to
there's
me.
There's gotta be but a best friend out there who's a scientist.
There's gotta be a better way. And then the infomercial, we go out of black and white in the
there's
color.
There's got to be.
And this is all an ad for metal straws.
Hey everybody, I'm Greg Miller from Kinda Funny, and I've invented the one and only recyclable straw.
You know what would be cool,
it's
though?
It's made of rubber. The collapsi- keep it in your
How about
pocket.
This? Can you also do this? The collapsible straw?
Sure. You cool. Like, broom, yeah.
And put it in the thing?
Yeah.
That'd be
you
fun.
You guys are talking about Black Widow. I gotta go.
You don't want to talk about Black Widow? You're not excited for the Black Widow movie?
I didn't know you were against female leads in Hollywood.
And female directors.
Interesting. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
I guess we know the truth about what's good games, huh?
He put himself out there, Andrea, and I just went with him because we backed each other up. I don't agree with
him.
Fuck him! Every female character ever fucking.
What do you like about Black Widow? I've never heard this rant.
She hates Black Widow.
Why?
I mostly just hate Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like ScarJo, she's great. Don't like her as Black Widow.
Really?
I think she's just boring.
Really?
What? Uninteresting.
What about when she did the thing in Avengers 1 where she's like, you know, handcuffed to the chair interrogating that guy and then like Coulson calls and she just like break the chair and kick their asses like, and chain them up.
That's a super cool scene.
Right.
Yeah.
But like compared to just all generic. The Avengers, she's like, meh.
It's a her and Hawkeye are lame.
Well, I mean,
obviously.
Yeah. They're super.
They're the humans. Yeah. They're like the normals.
I just like, I remember like guffawing that scene where they're like all in Manhattan and they're.
Sure.
What we did on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. Yeah, the Avengers
cool.
Moment, yeah.
And she's got this like itty bitty little gun and she's like, I'm so badass. And she's like next to like Thor and the Hulk.
Sure.
Like, come on.
She still got up there. She still used the fucking spear to do all this stuff.
I know, but like, what about it?
What about the awesome scene in Infinity War? No spoilers. Where they're fighting in the trench or whatever, and she's fighting that giant thing, and she's got like the batons and crap. That's cool.
But Gamora just knocks her out of the water, though. Gamora's just such a.
Oh sure,
character.
No, I'm not arguing that.
I'm just saying, like, Black Widow is just a character I have never connected to.
That
or
sucks.
Liked.
This would be like the perfect cosplay.
It would
for
be
you.
The perfect, yeah. No. That one and
no, member of Phoenix is what I'm going for.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
have you ever done the who's the bad guy? The bad guy from G.I. Joe, the bad lady.
Baroness. Treasure. The Baroness.
The Baroness.
You can be the Baroness.
I don't know.
Isn't there a redhead in G.I. Joe?
Scarlet.
Scarlet.
I'm Joe side.
Joe?
Yeah.
Well, Andrew,
but obviously Andrew's gonna be bad.
Well, she's got to be in the middle. I think
she could go either way. Double agent.
Either way, yeah. Double agent.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Mm. You're too smart to be good. Like 3-year-old. Yeah, you're too smart to 3-year-old. Do some, all in one bag.
We've talked about the cosplay before. Your dream is to do the multiple three day Phoenix
cosplay.
Thing.
Jean Grey, Phoenix, Dark Phoenix.
What are you waiting for? SDCC next week. Let's go.
Because
it's 3 days.
Good cosplay takes a while to make, and it's expensive.
Yeah, I know. I don't. That's why I don't do either of those things. But I feel like...
I mean, I could go the cheap route and just buy bodysuits and put an eye mask on, but like, or whatever, but...
You're not doing that. You're not about that life.
Listen, if I'm going to...
You want Anthony Carboni
cosplay,
where you walk, where you pop in?
Good. Yeah.
Like, Anthony Carboni, when he does the Star Wars cosplays, when he dresses as, like, Poe Dameron, it's, like, it's better than the ones that were in the movie. Like, he go out to dinner in them and, like, party, and people are like, that's a cool look.
Yeah.
You know? I appreciate that.
Because he's got a great beard.
Why don't... You should do...
Well, he does now.
Here's what I'm saying. Do Mary Jane cosplay, but not the Mary Jane of just like, I'm Spider-Man's girlfriend. Do like Renew Your Vow as Mary Jane, where she's Spinneretta or whatever, and she's got like that outfit going on.
Or Spinderella from Salt and Pepper, that'd be a cool costume.
Spinderella would be cool if you could pull that off.
I was talking about doing C. Viper.
Who's C. Viper?
From Street Fighter.
From Street Fighter?
Oh, my apologies.
That'd be dope.
It would be really, like the hair would be challenging, but like it would be really awesome. Someday.
I don't. Why
Someday
are we?
Someday I will cosplay. Okay, why I are we? Like, do work now.
No, it's more. No, it's more fun.
Oh my God, Ella Foot puts out. Ella Foot puts out, or probably better as Batwoman. You'd be a great Batwoman too. Yeah.
When you gonna come
really
back? This is a real question. When are you gonna come back on the show?
When are you gonna invite me?
Whenever you're welcome. Whenever. Let's make it happen. Not this week. Next week. Let's put a day on the calendar. You come back.
The only day next week is Tuesday.
Yeah, I was gonna say not next week.
That's what I meant. Did I say next week? I said not next week.
You said not this week. Next week.
Well, this week is next week. It's Friday.
This upcoming week.
She can't be on it this week. You're already on.
Nick,
you're
I got
taking
you.
Up you made, thank you. Kill the animals. Fuck them. Fuck the animals.
They make food. You kill them, they make food. Come on, this is good.
Well, it's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake.
Why are we more into cosplay?
Our bodies.
Who cares about
our horrible, misshapen, potato sack bodies.
We just need to pick cosplay that goes with the form of our bodies.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's okay. I mean, yeah, okay.
We all go as Chunk from fucking Goonies. All right, Kevin, it's news time. The news. Speaking of Black Widow, The Hollywood Reporter announces as an exclusive, the Black Widow movie finds its director in Kat Shortland. If you're not familiar with Kat Shortland, neither was
really?
I.
Is it not Kate?
Oh, Kate, excuse me. I apologize.
You know, I'm literally the worst at pronouncing names, so I'm just checking.
I saw the C-A-T.
Yeah, and you were like, done. The rest of it doesn't matter.
Didn't need to read the E. But they found a director, which is great. Kate Shortland, the Australian filmmaker, perhaps best known for the Nazi drama Lore, has signed to helm Black Widow, Marvel's action-adventure project that will star Scarlett Johansson. The movie caps off a search that lasted over half a year as the studio met with over 70 directors in order to find its ideal candidate. The female filmmaker was a priority even as the search stalled at one point and the studio looked at male helmers. She's not done any movie that I necessarily know about. She's done a bunch of
so
like,
she doesn't fucking
projects.
Matter is what you're saying.
No, but I like this is what Marvel does. They go and they find these smaller directors like the Russo brothers who had not done a ton of like right. giant action films, and they go, cool, you have an interesting perspective that you can bring to this. And I think that's why a lot of these smaller films are actually resonating. The question is, you just saw Ant-Man last night.
I did.
We can get into that now if you want.
I thought that was the big topic.
It'll be the big topic.
Kevin, roll the big topic, Kevin.
Now, you came in today and you were like, are you at all excited for a Black Widow movie?
Yeah.
Yeah? More or less than Ant-Man?
Here's the thing. I'm getting a bad rap right now around the internet based on...
You hate everything that's not DC.
Based on just some things I said.
Yeah. Listen, I'm getting...
I don't know where all these impressions are coming from.
Is totally wrong based off of all the things that have come out of my mouth.
I've said publicly that are direct quotes from
me. And said, and I quote, I stand by this. This is my opinion. I will never change this opinion.
As I was saying on XCU interview,
yeah.
I didn't realize you guys had a tie. No one told me I had extra homework to do.
Not
I didn't know the homework I had to do was watch the latest X-Men movie.
We're not great at
communicating.
Communicating, planning, or long-term organization.
Right. And so what I found myself on was being on vacation when Ant-Man dropped.
Right.
In a foreign land, of course. They don't speak my language. And on the returning here, we settle in for the weekend. We just want to be home. And me seeing a commercial for Ant-Man, I'm like, oh yeah, do you want to see this, Jen? She's like, yeah, but not like pressingly or really. And I'm like, yeah, me, exact same thing for me. And what I didn't express properly is the fact that it's just because, I think I nailed it back there earlier in this conversation, is that I'm just too hung up on where Infinity War left us.
Yeah.
I for me, this is very, very much a comic book thing of here is the, they're doing Civil War, they're doing whatever you want to call it, they're doing a 7-issue limited run of this is an event-based thing. And the event-based comics are great. And then they're like, here's a side story. And it's like, I really don't want to pick up that book. I'm enjoying where this line's
right.
going.
Give me the next one.
I am
the,
not,
the major
I was
story
not
arc.
Excited. I'm not, when I say I'm not excited, I don't mean like, these movies shouldn't fucking exist. I hate Ant-Man. I wasn't excited for Ant-Man. I'm not excited for Captain Marvel. I can't fucking wait for Avengers 4. Give me everything you can give me about Avengers 4 now. Mm-hmm. Every little spoilery detail, mm-hmm. every little fucking leaked concept art that comes out. What's the fucking title? When are we going to know? When's the first trailer? All that shit. I want to know that storyline. So for them to be like, hey, here's this side story right now that doesn't play in really to what's happening, probably. It was just like, all right, well, I don't feel like the rush to get to that.
Right.
And so like when I thought I was going to miss it, I was just like, I'll catch it when I feel like the actual need to go. Mm-hmm. Last night we went and saw it, and it was exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Hey, this was a really fun movie. This I love Paul Rudd. I love Michael Douglas. I love Evangeline Lilly. Mm-hmm. Like, I think these are... It's an awesome cast. Louis Pena. You know what I mean? Like, I love Ant-Man. Like, we loved Ant-Man when we did it for MCU in review. The original. So, like, I went in and I enjoyed myself, but in no spoilers for anything that happens in that movie. But, like, at the end of it, when we were walking out, I was like, yep, cool. Like, it's what I thought it was going to be. Of like, that was fun, but it's not what I need right now. It's the movie I deserve, but not what I want right now.
Do you think it would have been more fun if you watched it in your preferred setting, which is the back of an airline plane?
Probably. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Totally. That's where it's supposed to be.
Chill, you watch
where they come by and they give me the chocolate and they thank me for being in Alaska.
Sir, thank you for all of your patronage. Yeah. And then they look at me and they go, fuck you, slob.
It's honestly, it's very much what I found personally with the MCU in review in general. Where I bet if we were to, I don't know what I don't think we have that'll ever happen. But if we were going to rewatch everything again leading up to whatever,
right.
I think if I already knew what happens in the next Avengers movie,
yeah.
This movie would have I could have watched this movie on its own and been like, yeah, great. But I'm still like, man, fucking Infinity War was amazing.
That's an uphill battle for them for sure.
Yeah,
because they've set the stakes so high.
They have one more flick to get through on that part.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And the way some of the things that happened here. That's the thing. You're not alone, by the way.
Yeah.
We all went out to dinner, or wrapped the day. I don't think we went out to dinner actually. And all of us were in the car and we were like, ugh, we have to see Ant-Man. Now, granted, we enjoyed the show
of
the movie.
Life is so hard.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of those things where I'm like, I wasn't that excited yeah. Yeah, for it.
Think about what it was for us with Infinity War.
Yeah, it was.
Where it was jacked. Like, we are pictures. Fucking jacked. Yeah. We cannot wait for this. This is amazing. Whereas Ant-Man, I just feel it's a weird pacing problem Marvel has. I really wish they would have done, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong here, this is one of you, that the Harry Potter way. Or the Matrix way.
1 and 2.
Yeah, where yeah, it's like, really hey, here's one in 6 months or 5 months later. The next film is going to be the next one.
Yeah, but I think even Harry Potter spaced it out a year. I don't know if they
and
did
I'm,
it.
Then I'm thinking of the Matrix, yeah. just the Matrix
yeah,
one.
I think that, I don't
those
know.
Those sucked.
I feel like Deathly Hallows 7 and 8 were pretty far apart. I could be wrong. Chat, let me know if I'm right about that. But like, that's the problem is there's a Marvel movie coming out every like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to sandwich them in there someplace.
Is that a problem?
It's not a problem. It's
for this, in this
it's a
one,
problem when you want to build suspense.
In this one specific instance, it's a problem.
Yeah.
That's all. Because the last one was so holy fucking yep. shit, I can't believe it.
I kind of like it, though. I like that. And, it, you know, it's different for everyone. But yeah. I'm enjoying the fact that it's like, all right, fuck. Let's just sit with this. We don't even know a title. We don't have any idea what's coming next.
I don't. This is the reason why I don't specifically like prequels. Because what prequels where we kind of know how they end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking like Batman Begins, which is like an origin story. I'm talking like we already have seen the, like, to me, there's not a lot of suspense and inevitability. We know where all this stuff leads up to.
Yeah.
And so I don't really care about any of this filling in the details of that. Same reason why I wasn't looking forward to Solo. I'm like, I know what happens to that character.
Yeah.
He fucking, his son cuts him and like stabs him in the fucking stomach and throws him off a bridge. It's sad. So, why do I care about him when he's in his early 20s? And that's just my own personal bias toward these projects, right? Captain Marvel,
see,
of course.
Even there, I feel like... I didn't enjoy Solo. But yeah. I feel like when they announced it, I was like, oh, okay. Because I know where the story ends. Sure, that's fine. I feel like we were left with a big fat to be continued here in Infinity War,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just... But with Solo, not to back up, it's almost like... We've seen that person's house burn down.
Sure.
Is it fascinating to see them building the house? We know it burns down. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Sure.
It's like, it's kind of, sad.
I feel like now we're just totally jumping tracks here. The main problem with, I guess not even a problem. An issue with Solo is it wasn't young Indiana Jones. Remember the books? Did you ever read or watch the show?
No, but I remember that they were doing, I forget the character's name, the actor's name. I was going to say Joaquin Phoenix. He played young Indiana. It doesn't matter.
There was basically like, hey, here's young Indiana Jones on an adventure.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's kind of like Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a Nathan Drake adventure. We're not like giving you nods to how Elena's going to get involved with the story later on or how he got his fucking t-shirt or what, you know what I mean? It was just like, he does a bunch of adventures. So here's another one. And I felt like Solo got too caught up in, here's how I met Chewbacca. Here's how he got on this thing.
Here's how,
I did this.
Here's how we did this.
The fucking dice that I've never noticed before.
Nobody fucking cares about the dice. Yeah. They're dumb.
Anyways, though, with you. Marvel and stuff.
So Ant-Man, good.
Ant-Man, great. Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Don't tell me where you're at with
sure.
this.
Here's what I don't understand.
Where are you thinking?
As you know, I refuse to consume kind of funny content.
Yeah.
What are we tied on?
I like him just coming in and like placing it. Like, if he walks in and he's like, it's number 12, that gives us a thing. If he comes in here and he says it's number 2, that gives us a place. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, how's math work on this? If he votes it lower than all of us, doesn't that still screw us?
No, that goes to where you guys put it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So just be thinking about where you might want to put this.
On XCU in review.
Kevin, bring up the image of XCU in review that I prepped for this show.
Yeah, right. That you're gonna say bring up MCU in review, and Kevin's gonna be like, there it is.
I don't play that shit.
No. Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it's just like a weird.
I'll tell you where we ranked it.
Okay.
As far as like where the divide is right now.
Okay.
I put it right above the original Ant-Man.
I'm saying
it's too late. It's done, and I think I already kind of knew this. It's above the original Ant-Man.
I put it above the original Ant-Man. They wanted to put it one tick above that.
What's one tick above Ant-Man?
Black Panther.
Wow, okay.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, then I know how I'm going to vote.
That's where we're at.
I know how I'll vote. And you can see it on XC in Review Thursday at 9 a.m.
Can you just tell us?
No.
You already know.
Yeah, it'll be Thursday 9 a.m. No, don't tell us.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if
suspense.
It's Nick. You're not even sure if you're getting the real information.
100%.
Yeah.
100% not sure.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
100%. I know for sure I wanted to put it when I walked out of the theater. I was like, I like that movie. I think it was just a little bit better than the first one. That's where I'm going to put it.
Good.
And it just so happened to be like right in the middle area that I thought that's a good spot for him. Again, not a bad movie, but look, you're up against fucking Titans.
Yeah.
You're up against our top 10 list is like, fuck you, man. Those are $1 billion movies. Yeah. So Ant-Man, great. Loved all the humor in it. Thought it was perfect. But it is a nice little, like, you know what it is? It's a lanyap. You know what that term is? An hors d'oeuvre. It's like hey, we're gonna give you a little something while you're waiting for the big thing to come.
Okay.
That's what this movie is.
Sure.
And it's fine, but it's ultimately like, I don't ever need to see this movie ever again.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Except for when we do MCU and Review 2.
We're never doing that.
Electric Boogaloo.
I refuse to sit through Thor, The Dark World, and The Incredible Hulk again. But I would do it just to rank Captain America, Winter Soldier a little bit lower on that list. Because y'all monsters put it way too high. All right, Kevin, it's time for the news. Can we roll that graphic? The news. Couple quick news stories. It's 11:37, so we'll go through. I can hear her voice, but I can feel her presence in the next room, stirring me up, zhuzhing me along.
She's having a conversation there. She's totally ignoring everything.
Clearly.
You know what'd be fun is if it was one of those things where if we had clocks in the other room,
yeah,
and then we just set the clocks back.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
15 minutes, and then see if she would ever catch on.
I've always wanted to have one of those rooms that has all the clocks. Like they do with the Washington Post, where it's like London time, New York time, Washington time.
When it comes to you becoming an antler for your croisening night, where they, basically initiation, you have to collect a bunch of random shit, and it's always like toilet paper and chili, and it's stuff people want that the antlers are just gonna take from you or whatever. There was one year we had the idea of what we wanted to do.
You just go buy them stuff,
huh?
You just go buy them.
Yeah, you stock the antler house for stuff. There was one year where we decided we wanted to have a wall like that, and it would be all the times of the Big 12. We were in the Big 12 conference or whatever, so it would have all these clocks with all the different times for all the different schools.
Yep.
The joke being that only Colorado was in a different time zone.
That's
so we awesome. Bought all 12 clocks or whatever, and then never ever used them.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. We just had clocks laying around.
That would have been a great joke, similar to how we spent a ton of money on that naked picture of Kevin in the.
That joke pays off every time.
In the bathroom, it pays off.
That pays dividends.
I'll tell you right now.
It's similar to how we paid for the chalkboard paint that you won't let him put up. But I really would like.
I refuse to do that. You want to know why I won't do that?
Sure.
Look at that table back there. That's what that will turn into.
The chalkboard?
No, the table back there that just has.
Nicholas.
It's piled a foot high with shit we don't need.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
The only reason it's piled that high is because these fucking computers keep breaking.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I mean, it's just been 3 months.
No, I mean, yeah. And guess what? A week and a half ago, I switched out computers again.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that's what happens with this office. So when a table is put there, I know inevitably 3 months later, there will be a stack of shit and cables and trash on top of it. Which is why I'm trying to keep that the one thing that's always in my peripheral, just a little clean.
But what do you think would be on the chalkboard wall that would be like the table?
Cool Greg will tag it.
We'll tell Cool Greg not to tag.
Kevin will write something, and then it'll be outdated. No one will update it, and it'll just be scribblings on a wall. It'll smear because look at that right there.
You go higher.
See all those chairs right there that are lined up there that should be back there, but they're not.
Back where?
And I gotta squeeze past that little tiny space right there, and it annoys me.
Now,
for the record on that one, you should have been more successful. We could have gotten a bigger studio. If you wanted to be able to not squeeze by that, you should have been a bigger deal.
No, when I planned the studio, I planned it with not a table right there, and not a giant 70-inch TV. We were supposed to be able to walk by both, but now we got a little trolley right there.
We need all that stuff.
We need that stuff.
We need that stuff.
We 100%. We use the Switch.
Remember when I used to stream on the fucking stream on the little TVs?
I totally understand. Because what's crazy about them is the consoles themselves.
Nick.
I wish that Xbox wouldn't have made that console 74 pounds.
It's true.
So that we could carry it from one room to the other and hook it up to an HDMI.
It's true.
And what's even crazier is that like none of these systems run off the same cable.
Nick,
right? They are one's an HDMI,
Nicholas.
The other's an HDMI, and the third one's like an HDMI. It's almost like we could just bring it in, plug it in over by him, and it would be good.
Nick, is this an actual concern that you have? Because bringing it up in air is not the way to handle it.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, well, don't.
Everything was fun.
The table is an actual concern.
I mean, yeah, but I'm...
But that's not your fault. That's the LaCroix person's fault. And we'll take that up with him. I realize you have no place else to put that table.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, there's stuff on the table, and I'll clear that off, but...
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Kevin, next news story.
Next news story. Scroll down a little bit. We got our first look of Jaiman Hatsu.
Oh,
in
Aquaman
as the king, the Fisherman King.
Trust the Gordon's Fisherman.
There we are right there, Kev. Can you expand that?
This is the royal palace of the Fisherman King, one of the seven kingdoms of Atlantis depicted in the upcoming live-action DC movie starring Jason Momoa. Yeah. Aquaman, everybody.
He looks dumb. Weird.
Get fucking,
he looks like a sea person.
Get fucking stoked for this.
A sea monkey, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Whatever, man. Whatever. It's, no, I didn't, I don't know. I'll wait. I think what? It's Comic-Con next week. I think we're supposed to get trailers there, maybe, and footage and shit. Maybe they'll show us why we should be excited for Aquaman.
We won't be excited for Aquaman.
They'll probably give us a first look, maybe, at some footage from Wonder Woman.
Let's tell you right now. They've never made a good trailer.
DC?
Yeah.
No, that's 100% incorrect.
Man of Steel was a good trailer.
Yeah. Batman v Superman was a good trailer. The one where I freaked out? Real popular video, youtube.com/kindoffunny. Not that.
They're not going to get me jacked for this. Next news story.
They're not going to get you jacked for Aquaman.
I don't care about Aquaman. Do you care about Godzilla?
Yeah.
Cool. There's some images from Godzilla.
It came roaring up and just coming.
Yeah. Scroll down a little bit there, Kev. We got that. There he is.
Why this fucking website doesn't let you...
Because they want you to go to Pinterest. Who doesn't love Pinterest?
Oh my God, let me tell you who doesn't love Pinterest. This guy. Okay. I don't understand Pinterest. I don't understand why when I click into Pinterest, I can't click on the fucking picture. It's weird as shit. Yeah. And you always have to have a Pinterest account to use Pinterest, which Pinterest makes me just
sucks.
Annoyed.
It sucks.
It fucking sucks.
I agree.
Stop using Pinterest. Start using Instagram.
Zyger says it best. Yo, fuck Pinterest.
Scroll down also. Kev, keep going all the way.
Did you like Godzilla, the first one?
Not particularly.
Okay.
This is Vera Farmiga and Millie Bobby Brown. They're the two
Millie Bobby Brown.
This. Love Millie Bobby Brown's. That means I have to see this movie.
Okay.
And I also love Millie Bobby. I didn't dislike it. I just thought it was long.
I think it would have been an amazing movie had they not made the soldier the son of the scientist.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. I think that forcing this family dynamic thing, to me, took me out of it. And I think much cooler if it was more about the monster, not this family and, like, them dealing with the, like, losing the mom.
I really enjoyed it, and I like to swerve, no spoilers for Godzilla, that Godzilla was, like, on our side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that was really cool.
Well, I think that's good, the way this is going to be, too. This the new one features, or supposedly features, Rodan, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Another Mothra, John Monster, and another one
They
of
were
the...
teased at the end of Godzilla. Yeah.
So we're gonna...
I feel like this has been forever.
It's been a really long time. Well, Gareth Edwards, like, I don't know if he's... I don't think he's coming back for this one. But took him obviously to the Star Wars film, so Rogue One.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's a part of development or not on this, but do we need another Godzilla movie? Not necessarily. But I think it'd be cool.
I mean, they left it on a cliffhanger, so yeah, we do need a Godzilla movie. You know
Didn't
what
he
mean?
Just walk away?
Yeah, he walked away, and then we saw the little logos and shit. You know what I mean?
Right, I mean, I'd like to ask my producer.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
I want to know who's actually directing this one.
Oh, yeah.
Godzilla.
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Let's see here. Directed by Michael Dougherty, okay.
Now that's Cheeks Jr.'s dad, right?
Yeah, he's young.
So it's Cheeks, is that just Cheeks?
Yeah, it's just Cheeks.
Cheeks Jr. is somebody different.
He was a writer on Superman Returns. That's not great. X-Men 2, Trick or Treat, Krampus. Krampus. You're winning me back.
A lot of people like Krampus, I don't even know what it is.
There's two of them, right?
No idea. Oh, he directed Trick or Treat and Krampus.
Do you know what Trick or Treat is?
No.
Okay.
But it's Trick or Treat, too. And you know, it's kind of fun.
You like that, all right.
I don't know. Lukewarm on this. We'll see the first trailer. I got caught up in the hype of the first one, and then I remember sitting there going, "Why is this movie two and a half hours long? It doesn't need to be." By the time we get to Godzilla, he does the cool thing at the end. You're like, "That's dope," but I wish that happened like an hour earlier.
Yeah,
that moment.
And I don't like.
I remember enjoying the film, but I don't remember ever thinking about it again.
I'm also not a great fan of Aaron Taylor Johnson. I think he's really good in Kick-Ass. They didn't give him anything really particularly good to do. I think Brie Larson was in it too, and you're like, what's happening? But you did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Olsen girl is in it, right? Scarlet Witch is in it.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch. Oh, the Olsen, that's right who it was. Whatever. I thought it was Brie Larson. It's not. It's the Olsen girl.
Gotcha.
Love her, though. Love her.
Elizabeth
Olsen. Yeah. Gave her nothing fun to do in that movie at all. Didn't need to be in that movie.
What was her character in that movie?
She played the wife.
She's a nurse.
And she was like, I'm going to save your kid. And then they put the kid over in Oakland. And it's like, well, that storyline's done. And then they have to go, Aaron Taylor Johnson has to go take out the nuke. And it's like, cool.
Cool.
That was gotta give the human something like cool to do. And it's like,
yeah,
that's not as interesting as the two giant monsters who are fighting. Because you disarming a nuke, I've seen before. You ever seen The Sum of All Fears? The nuke goes off.
That's the Ben Affleck one.
Yeah.
The bomb is in play!
They're like, oh, and then the president gets totally just, good movie.
Another one I saw, but I don't remember.
Which one?
The one you're talking about, Ben Affleck and the bomb is in play.
Sum of All Fears?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's forgettable. Great movie. I mean, great book.
Okay.
Some of the Wall of Fear is a great Tom Clancy book. It's about a nuclear bomb that goes off during a baseball game. And then all the fallout, and then we blame Russia, but it's not really Russia.
Homelands. Oh. I thought it was homegrown, it isn't.
I think it was the Germans, I couldn't remember that wrong. All right, tip time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's tip time!
At the $5 above level, we're gonna read that right now.
Can I say one?
Go for it.
You missed one earlier, because you already did the one of the Chicago thing, right?
With
the
I did ball. Seidel, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Below that, there's another one, there's two we missed then. Lesbian Jedi gave bits. Said, Nick, I love you, brother, but right now I'm watching the show, as I am to your immediate left from you, lol.
And I am to your immediate left from you, lol. Cool. Appreciate that. I don't know.
Is he saying I'm? Nick, I love you, brother. I'm watching the show, and I am to your immediate left.
Now, Mario Not Bros gave us 200 cheers and left a message, and I'm tempted not to read it, Mario Not Bros, because...
You know that. It's not 500 cheers.
It's 500 cheers, but I want to know what you have to say. So you said, what's up, party people? Been a long time since I watched live. I am still tired from prom, but yeah, I made a video about it and why the best friends are so great. I'm pimping it out because, let's be honest, my YouTube channel hasn't been pimped out enough in this show. Love you all.
It's true.
That's sarcasm.
He's got a great why you're awesome, here's why about the Kind of Funny community.
Yeah.
One we missed from 9:30 was from Reading Rambo, who gave a nice tip and said, last week I challenged Greg to a Lumines high score battle, but he was in Canada. Once again, post your high score, Greg, and if I cannot best it by Tuesday, I will tip $200 to you fine gentlemen. Scout's honor, I'm a man of my word. Reading Rambo, no one informed me of this challenge, and you need to get me back into Lumines shape. I've been playing too much Fortnite, and I've been playing too much of Octopath Traveler.
I will say this. This is literally zero risk for you.
Sure.
If you just post your score and he can't beat it, we get $200.
But I'm really good at Lumines. I'm just out of practice. I'm not going to go up there and put up a chump score and then everybody's like, Greg's not that good at Lumines. Hoverboards don't work on water.
Kevin, back me up on this. This is a win-win situation for us, right?
I mean,
because you and I don't have to do anything, we might get $200.
He's right. This is a win-win situation.
I just want to make sure I bury this kid. You know what I mean? I don't want to come out here half-cocked. I want to fucking crush
champ,
him.
Champ, if we win, pizza party.
So you might get disgraced, but you also might get to win $200, plus Kevin's going to buy us all pizza.
Champ, I'm going to use the $200.
No.
It's cool because Kevin is going to buy everyone pizza.
And here's the thing. That's great. We lose, pizza party also.
Okay, fair. Okay. That's fair.
For morale building.
Drowned ourselves. Yeah, exactly.
Either way, win-win. Kevin buys us pizza.
Yeah, I agree.
Jamie has given us tips and chat to the new GOG about prom. It was seriously the best week of my life. I'm working on editing my own recap of the week. I miss seeing everyone every day. Till next time, see you all on the internet. I love you guys and gals. That skizz up if you guys aren't familiar with her.
Oh, jeez.
Adrian A. says, happy Friday, guys. Here's my monthly tip. Hi, also, and Andrea, was nice meeting you at the Bethesda E3 showcase. That's nice. Henry K gave us another tip and said, I just realized I forgot to add my fiance's name, so I'm tipping again. Nick, please wish happy birthday to Brittany. Again, nasty, but not too nasty. Daughter might be watching. Kevin, may I please have the one?
Don't be too nasty.
Hey, Brittany. Happy birthday from all of us here at the Kind of Funny Morning Show. That's me, Greg, that's Kevin, and Cool Greg's around here someplace. Have a good one.
All right. See, it wasn't nasty at all.
The daughter
again,
might
nasty,
be watching.
Nasty, but not too nasty.
The daughter might be watching. I'm not going nasty.
Nasty. Nasty, but not too nasty.
I can't. You know what? I can't. I'm not a monkey just bringing these in. When I'm not feeling the nasty, I don't bring the nasty, okay? I'm not going to fake it.
That's why
nasty.
You're not the champ anymore.
I'm not the champ anymore because someone won't give me a rematch.
That's up on Xavier Woods' docket. You can bring it up with him tomorrow or Thursday at Petco Park. Thursday at Petco Park, you can talk to the commissioner about it. Rocket League's third birthday, come on. Hang out with all of us.
All right.
What's your Rocket League arm? You know what I mean?
What?
How you guys at Rocket League?
I'm great at Rocket League. I could beat the shit out of him one-on-one. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna take you downtown.
If day up, the commish says, this is happening?
I'll accept that. I mean, first off, right now, the commish could call this show and say... You and Nick have to have a kiss off, and that's fucking happening. That's the belt's on the line. Well, you know what I mean? Like I'm not making up the rules of how this works. He's the commissioner.
Now,
he literally makes up the rules.
Does that play into my open mouth kiss policy that I'm trying to get started here?
I mean, as you all know, you failed at that because Jared Petty called your bluff.
No, because I don't want to kiss Jared Petty.
That's not how it works, though. That's not true. The open mouth kiss policy isn't the only people you want to open mouth kiss.
Let's not. Mince words here. Okay, let's clarify this. The open mouth kiss policy is that when you walk in and somebody asks to open mouth kiss you, you can't be offended by it because we have a policy in this office. You don't have to do it. But if you see two, like if when guests come in and they see two people open mouth kissing, I don't want people being like, holy shit, it's so shocking, they're having fucking giant mouth orgies over at the Kinda Funny Studios.
Yeah, okay.
You post it at the door, hey, we have an open mouth kiss policy. Sure. Here. If you want to open mouth kiss someone and they give you your consent, make out for as long as you guys want to make out in the corner. Just clean up after yourself afterward. Mm, that's number one. Policy number two that I very desperately want to introduce into this the workplace is that I really like talking to you.
Yeah.
But sometimes I also have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very tempted
leave the door open. Against this one.
Well, so we can keep talking while I'm peeing. I want an open door pee
Kevin,
policy.
If I may, you brought this up yesterday, the open door pee policy. And the first person to be affected was Tim as he walked by, as you opened the door and he just saw your hairy leg and you peeing.
To be fair, to clarify, Nick sits down when he's peeing.
I do.
So here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying is I feel like there's a healthy middle ground here. Mm-hmm. What we do is you get one of those things where we saw the door in half.
Yeah.
And there's a top door that you can open up. And then the other, you're sitting there and you have the privacy.
Which
like,
one do I open
that?
Do I open the bottom or do I open the top?
You open the top. Open the
but
top.
People can just see in. They just walk by and see in.
Well, all right, what if we put a screen door on it?
Give what about a doggy door? And I can slide it open and stick my head out and be like,
you're not that nimble. You're not that nimble.
No, probably
not. You can't
not.
Get down there and do
all
that.
Right, we got to work this out.
You
but
blow
I think,
out your back
I think
in a
there's
heartbeat.
Something here. DJ Kento gave us 500 cheers and says, hey boys, if I were to pay the Patreon guest tier, could I be on an XCU to pitch my Disney X-Men film instead? Thanks, you cuties.
DJ Kento, you most certainly cannot.
There you
Patreon.
Go.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny gets you on the GOG show. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames gets you on Gamescast. We do both those to the letter of the law so that no one ever feels like they got screwed over with how they did something when they came through. However, I'll tell you right now, pitching a Disney X-Men film would be perfect Game Over Greggy show thumbnail and headline material.
It's very true.
So I don't think you need to worry about it being on XCU interview.
Champler says, so nice.
Oh, there's a Champler going off. I better get my champ out.
So nice to see the American champ, Nick Scarpino, and Greg. I ran out of the country on America's birthday because my champ visa expired, so I guess I'll be the Canadian champ. Miller doing the show again today. Warms my Nick is the champ heart. Oh, I appreciate that.
Took a second though.
Well, there needed to be some more punctuation, and that doesn't matter.
Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm sorry that for a while you were under the tyrannical rule of Nick Scarpino, right? Who was the kind of funny world champion, but took the belt nowhere but California, because he is. So I'm the guy who took it to around the world. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it to different countries all the time. If I am still the champion, come RTX London, you better believe that.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the belt was left in the office while you traveled, though.
the belt's in
I'm
your heart.
I'm pretty sure I took a picture of it and meant to post something about how you left it behind and I'll never forget it.
The belt's in your heart.
And I totally forgot about that.
Now, if you'd like to actually go down this line of questioning, I'll have you know that the belt was not in the office at all.
Hmm?
It was, in fact, at my house, but it wasn't here, and I know that for a fact.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. Bo has stepped up a very nice tip and said, hey guys, I'm heading to London this weekend for a week. Could you guys recommend a movie, TV show, comic, or game for my 14 hours on the flight? Also, Greg, would you like me to deliver a message to Rocksteady? Thanks, love you guys, champ.
Yes, that's a great question. For Rocksteady, the message is simple. What are you working on? I would say get Octopath Traveler. Come on now.
Fun game.
Hopefully you have the power outlet in your seat.
As far as shows, there are 5 seasons of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and they're worth every penny. They're free. And you can probably download them because you can do that on Netflix now. DJ Kento Live gave us another tip. He said, Trick or Treat is the best Halloween movie ever made. Pull up the trailer. It's an anthology film telling like 5 stories on Halloween night. It's so gross, and the cast is amazing. Brian Cox plays a grumpy old fuck. So good. And our final tip
I don't want to run them into a Mr. Bucket situation.
No, we're not doing that. I've learned our lesson, Mr. Bucket beat us.
Because it's always the thing, hey, let's watch something extremely popular from Disney. And they're like, no big deal, everything's cool. Like, oh, God. Let's watch some random ass 80s. Oh, guess what? Now we got lawyers out the ass.
That's because that's all Mr. Bucket has.
Fucking Mr.
Bucket. Mr. Bucket has to pay for Mr. Bucket's mounting cocaine problem. And apparently they do that by being litigious against smaller groups like myself who are just trying to make a fucking dollar out of 15 cents. A-Rock gave us 800 cheers and said, adding some bits since Mario's cheer was a bit below the threshold.
Thank you for doing God's work out there.
DJ Rice is longtime watcher, first time tipper. Keep doing what you're doing, guys, and please get better at Rocket League. No promises.
You know what?
There.
Shut up.
No promises there.
People being mean.
Let's see if there's a bit. No.
I was really good at Rocket League, actually, if you look at
the You were really good. Actually, now here's the thing.
Here we go.
Here is the fucking
Here's
thing.
The rub, yeah.
Here's what everyone doesn't understand about this Rocket League challenge. Okay.
Almost.
Is that we had to re-record Rocket League.
Yeah.
And I wrecked shop that time.
It's still getting
really happened. Does that really happen?
We definitely won.
does that happen? I don't know.
Now, I might be remembering it wrong, but I remember doing a lot better the second time around, the first time around.
Yeah.
And here's what happened. Tim and Andy, of course, being the keepers of party mode, we don't get a say in that because they try to keep us powerless because they know they want to keep us down. The Beard Bros, the fucking LaCroix boys.
LaCroix boys.
Coming back up.
Yeah.
Andy goes, oh, no, I think the first one's much better. I'm like, you tell me what's more fun. An actual heated match where it's left, like, who might win? Or you guys blowing us out of the water because that's the one and only time Andy gets the win in life.
Sure. Well, you know, Andy has the worst record of anyone on party mode.
Sad.
He loses all the time. Terrible. Embarrassing.
Sad.
Embarrassing.
Remember that time he lost at Rainbow Six fucking Siege because we both shot him in the face?
I do. Very sad. You know what I mean? He shouldn't have talked shit. You talk shit, you get shot. It's literally a founding principle of Kind of Funny.
It's very true. It's on our
masthead.
All right. We don't have a PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO, but I love you all. We know that. We'll bring that back up next week when Joey decides to come back from a much-needed vacation. Let's leave her alone. Everyone tweet some sweet nasty love to her. Today, we have a giveaway winner. Well, what's a giveaway? Well, that's where you give something away. That's a great segue. We give away a game each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames during the morning show. How do you get entered to win, Greg?
It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. You have four ways to win the giveaway that happens each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, along with random-ass giveaways we do at random-ass times. First, the freeway. Be in the chat like so many of you are right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Be logged in. You're automatically entered to win. You don't have to do a goddamn thing. However, if you want three more chances to win, you can subscribe to us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you subscribe to us, you get the Kind of Funny logo next to your name. Cool emotes. Private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with me, and you get the show ad-free unless we bake them in. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, please give us that free 30-day subscription you are entitled to. If you're in the car right now listening to this podcast, watching it while you cook dinner or something, remember, I know you're not watching on Twitch, but if you go to your Google and you log into your Amazon Prime and you search Twitch Prime, you can go there, give it to Kind of Funny Games. It means a lot to us. You have to give it every 30 days. You could also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 and up level. You get all the bonus goodies, such as early access to our shows, early access to us recording the shows, and other stuff. But you, most importantly for right now, get entered to win each and every giveaway each and every day.
Today's giveaway. For today's giveaway, we are giving away The Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky.
Trails in the Sky.
The third. Does that make sense? Is that?
I mean, that sounds like some nerdy ass game.
Oh my god! Well, congratulations.
It's on PC to me.
Joseph Steinberg from Kind of Funny Games Patreon, you have won the nerdiest of all nerdy games. Congratulations! All right, let's go into the 3-3. If you're not familiar with this, we are now going to talk exclusively to everyone that's in the chat, that's right, normal people and subscribers, then of course I'll go into sub-only mode without telling you and we will just start talking to the subscribers because we don't care about the normal people.
Whoa!
No, we love everyone. Whoa! We love everyone, I'm just joking around. But we like our subscribers just a little bit more. It's like the kid that goes to state school and you're like, good job, and then your other son gets into Harvard, you're like, oh, I mean, how am I going to say that San Diego State's as good as Harvard? Because it's fucking not.
I mean, maybe based on the program he needed to get into, though, you know? Like, that's the bigger thing.
No.
I think
you're a good dad you're going to be, Greg.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's as obvious as that. Just like, hey, he went to this one place, so that's what it is.
Like your son goes to San Diego State because he wants to be, like, a kinesthesiologist.
You know, I don't know anything about San Diego State, so
and
I'm really not.
And then your other son goes to Harvard because he's going to be a lawyer and make $1 million a year and, like, try cases at the fucking Supreme Court.
Yes.
And you're like, good job, man. You're good. You're going to be, you know, you're out there
that is
doing
true.
It. Like, yeah, one's working happens. For, like, a minor league baseball team. It's like the water boy. And
fuck
the
you, man.
Just
minor
like,
league baseball team's cool.
The other one's just like, Your Honor, I rest my case. You can't handle the truth. And Your Honor's like, don't.
Are they both chasing their passions and their dreams?
No, the other
one's
just...
Are they building nice lives?
The other one just was lazy and just didn't want to try. And the other one was like, I'm not going to be like my brother. I'm going to go to Harvard. That's the comparison I'm saying. Is the people who haven't subscribed to us.
Well, I feel like it's not as...
Not
right
trying.
There, it's not even so much... Yeah, now you're making more sense. I'm not upset about... Where you're going to school. I'm more upset, sons, that one of you isn't applying yourself and trying.
No, if your dream school was San Diego State,
sure,
dream bigger.
But is he applying himself?
Nick? I don't know. They're two fictitious characters. I don't know if he's
Nick,
what.
If
no.
You're going, Nick,
so,
Nicholas,
okay, for
Nick.
Sake of argument, the kid who went to San Diego State, not applying himself. He partied all the way through high school, got bad grades, just decided the
and
only thing he needed to do was San Diego State. And then, by the way, spoilers, his junior year gets thrown out.
Oh my God, did he
gets
blow out his ACL?
Out. No, didn't blow out his ACL. Never tried. Dropped out.
Oh, wow. See that again.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm upset he was like, with Dad, his I'm lack of initiative. Everything.
I'm going to go be a woodworker on this beach and smoke weed every day and then just disappear. And then he just disappears. We haven't seen Billy in 20 years.
Meanwhile, woodwork?
Meanwhile, Johnny yeah. is
Billy
a
Johnny.
Supreme Court justice
sure.
right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's bringing it back.
Yeah. Okay.
He's bringing
that,
it back.
Again, you've given me more context to the story, and that is, yeah, where I would have more problems with everything that's happening.
All right. Greedy Earth says, San Diego kids need to stick together. The San Diego kid needs to get his shit together. I thought he said San Diego kids need to stick together. It's true, too. Any chance we get a Fortnite stream today, guys? Says the Rose, question mark. Well, I'll tell you right now. The NRA is powerful.
Is Andy here today?
Yeah, he came with cookies, of course.
He came with cookies?
He fucking eats cookies for breakfast. Oh. Have you ever noticed Andy
has the worst... Is it Cookie Crisp or is it cookies?
No, literally Andy eats like a child.
Yeah, I've noticed that, yes.
He walked in with just a thing of like five cookies and was like... Every once in a while I see him eat a salad and then he immediately goes back to the bag of like cereal at his desk and just eats one by one. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about everyone in this fucking office.
Worry about yourself the most.
Not worried about myself.
How about you worry about yourself?
I don't worry about myself because I'm selfless. Like a true champion should be.
No,
I don't care about myself.
You never went around the world, did you?
I'm willing to bet.
Never went around the world.
When I was the champion, I went to more countries than you did.
No way.
Yeah.
Somebody go ahead and check that. I don't think you went to Morocco as the champ. I don't think that counts.
No, I probably was in Denmark as the champ, though.
No. I don't think so.
Well, Canada's not really like a foreign country, though. They're kind of like a...
Hey, man, we're about to go to war with them over trade stuff.
You know what Canada is? It's like the upstairs neighbor that just tries to stay super quiet, but still annoys you. We're like, he's trying, but they're still chomping around.
What do you find annoying about Canada?
What?
What do you find annoying about Canada?
Just that they're
up
there.
Don't do this. Don't defend Canada.
Just that they're up there. You know?
I'm just saying, like, they're probably one of the least annoying countries.
Oh, my God. Don't do everything. Why do they still care about the Queen?
You see what I'm saying, guys?
They don't really care.
You see what I'm saying?
Maybe they took French ones. Why do they have a French?
I'm
just saying, if you want a champ that can't be bought, you come to this champ. This one, apparently, I can see the dollars falling out of his fucking pockets.
No, they're just
stuffing those loonies into...
That's what they call their money.
No, the Canadian dollars.
Yeah, no, but their coins.
Call them loonies?
Their coins are loonies.
You are up against the wall.
No, it's Friday. All right, let's go into the chat. Nick David Benioff wrote the film Troy. The first season of God of War, Game of Thrones has four characters from Troy. Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize that, Richard Draken. Thank you for that. Are they imprisoning toddlers? It says Bert 80. I don't know what that means, but sure. Chapel Zero says, Nick and Kevin, talk shit, get shot.
Come at me, bro.
Good point.
Come at me.
Good point.
Dizaru says, Greg is sucking that Canada D.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I don't think they're the annoying neighbors upstairs. I was really sick of all you fucking Brits with your, oh, it's coming home, it's coming home, okay. Oh, it's not coming home. Okay. Oh, we're having a wedding for these people nobody cares about.
Man, nobody cared about that.
Except Janina. Janina cared about that.
Also,
I watched the whole
Joey's movie. Mom also cared, too.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did she buy the spoons with, like, their faces on it?
Yeah, sure.
I watched the whole thing because, I'll be honest with you, I love London. I love England. It's super fun.
Are you gonna get all over the Queen, too?
Here we go.
I mean, the Queen Mom. Queen Mom. Yeah, I'm down with her. Okay? I'm down with the royals. You know why? Because they have a respectability, unlike our royalty
you know
in this country,
the Kardashians.
Who are celebrities and are useless fucking human beings. Yes, the Kardashians. The ones.
Donald Trump meeting the Queen today.
That's terrifying.
They put up that balloon.
I love how Donald Trump, by the way, meets foreign leaders and simultaneously manages to give them a compliment and incredibly insult them. Yeah. It gives me anxiety every time he goes to another country. And I'm going to get ahead of this. For anyone that's going to leave a comment, you guys should stop talking about politics, you're banned.
Well, you verbally ban people right now.
Yeah, I'm verbally banning you right now. In fact, Kevin, can you do me a favor? This reminds me. I promised Omega Batman that I'd ban him for the remainder of the show. Could you please do that right now?
Yeah, give me one second. Let me see. There he is.
Mm-hmm. Get him.
Because he left something in the YouTube comments a couple days ago. I didn't forget. Ban him for the next...
He says, oh, damn it, and then it just, boom, message deleted.
There it is.
Damn,
there it
timed
is.
Timed about for 10 minutes.
Nailed it.
Oh, did we even go into sub-only mode?
You just read only sub-only questions.
Probably did. There you go.
I'm also looking for Ignacio Rojas. There he is.
Yeah, go ahead and...
No, he's timed out.
Oh, he says, remember when the morning show was supposed to end at 11:45? Man, we were so naive.
Nick, what did you say?
How's everyone want? I don't know what he said, Kevin, because you're banning him.
That's right.
That's right,
Ignacio. Keep talking shit, buddy.
Hey, do me a favor, Kev. Go to Andy's desk and get his phone and drop it in a glass of water.
Yeah, do that. Why, is he in the chat?
No, we're just going to ban him.
Cool.
But in real life.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're going to time Andy out in real life.
I think I missed one. We're like not really getting some tips that come through. It's annoying.
Wait, what?
Lesbian Jedi says, Nick, I am your immediate left thing was a joke that, okay, I got you. I'm to your immediate left thing was a joke you made about last week. So when I was introducing people, I said, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game Breaker Show. To my immediate left is Tim, because he literally is the person far most left of me clockwise. It was stupid. It was a dumb thing to say.
You said it by accident, and that's okay.
Totally by accident. And then, of course, you fucking jackals in this office just pounced on me.
The office? It sounds like the kids in the chat got you.
No, because all these guys made
fun of me. And how is this not your left?
Thank you.
I don't understand.
You know what?
So when you're sitting.
You know what?
So right now, if you say Nick is to your immediate left, you think that's.
No,
a
I'd say I'm hitting my right.
No, I know, but that's what happened.
No, let me
why
ask you
was Nick on this side?
What if
Nick
I was right here?
Nick was on his seat, and Tim was in his seat.
Tim was right here.
And Nick introduced it and said to my.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And secondly, come on, man. You're out here. You're pitching fucking baseball every day here.
I know.
All right? They're not all going to be perfect games. No. Especially, I don't understand why you'd throw off the rotation that way.
What do you mean?
Why start that way?
I like to start with Tim because I had a really funny joke for Andy, but I didn't want to come out of the gate with a funny joke for Andy. I wanted to call Andy Laser Cortez. I don't know. All my right, brain doesn't understand this. You know how the fucking comedy works.
I still don't understand what show this was on.
Oh, this is God.
Yeah, you were gone 1 week. I hosted.
Honestly, everyone gives me shit when I host.
It's annoying.
Nick. It was the one of the funniest things that we've ever done, and I really enjoyed it. I don't think people made fun of you; they just laughed at what happened.
A-Rock86 says Tim was actually on the starboard side of Nick. It's true.
Oh God, it's fucking. That's nautical jokes now, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting hot in the studio, so I'm going to cut this off. I love you so much, Greg. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. Thanks for holding it down over there. Of course, back Monday. 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, you got it! You got it!
Not here. Twitch.tv/AmazonGames will be there. Of course, I'm sure we'll be hosting on our channel as well. So don't forget, if you guys tune in and go, where's the morning show? Garbage truck on fire. That's true, but this is a purposeful garbage truck on fire. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a phenomenal weekend. If you're someplace sunny, take your shirt off, run around outside like you're a lunatic. Kevin, please cut the feed.